on the bottom of Balaam and Bez. So the Mishnah says, the Yochuk Bez is Kilar Ba'amis. Mafshikin Alisei is the Godot. So this halacha of the Gemara, we learn after the Pesuk, that the skilu was done when he was in his army. Ish mechasen leisim ulfanav, ish mechanel meachar ediv Rebbe Yehuda. Which implies that according to Rebbe Yehuda, the halacha of Hefshet is both by an ish and by an ish. Chachamim say that the ish was not niskal asarum at all. I see Rashi, mashit meisis begadav, kido amar oisei b'loi ksusa. So Rashi brings the drash in the Gemara, so me it, oisei b'loi ksusa. Asking this Rashi that even the maskana we have that drush is going to remain. That we may mail later. Okay. Milafonov, Erbosi Bechatichas Begit. Something about Tonerabon, Ish Machasin is a Perkech, Milafonov, Ish Bech Shnei Prokim, Ben Milfanev, Ben Macharev, Neshukul Erba Din Rebbe Yudah. The Chacham Rama Ish Nishkal Orem, that Eina Ish Nishkal Eserumah. What's the basic really message from the Mishnah? Just the Perek Echad. No, there was a tagline around the Mishnah, Perek Echad. I said, Perek Echad, Kleber Matin, Mimeno Milafono. Rechem, Perek Hatichas Beged. What's the Perek Echad, Lishni, Turin, see whatever that is. Okay, Zot the Gemara. My Tamayi Drabonon, get that there's a chilek between the Isha and the Isha in the Subar. Omarka, let's read through the whole Gemara with Rashi and then we'll try to unravel it. Very complicated Gemara, and the truth is I don't really have a clarity of Adam Nikudus here in the Gemara. Try to work it out together. We'll see. We may just wind up confused. But what can we do? Maybe not. Maita Maid Rabbanu. Omarka says in Pasuk, Verogma Oisai. So what's Oisai? Oisai is a meal. My oisai, ilay ma oisai v'loy saw that it means to say that there's no din skila by any shor. V'yoksi v'yteisa se'ishu oyas se'ishai. Right, but the Zohar says that the skila by was called the merchant by bonim. You see that the skila by any shor also. Ela my oisai. So what is the what's the meaning of oisai? Say there are bonim oisai v'loy ksusai. Oisai v'ksusai. The oisai is that by an ish is the name oisai v'loy ksusai, not by an ishu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oisei B'Lo Ksusai Leishno Ish V'Lo Ishno Isha. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, the Miyut of Oisei is to tell me the name of Oisei B'Lo Ksusai, not to be mechalik to a man or woman. I need the Oisei to tell me the name of Oisei B'Lo Ksusai, not to be mechalik to the Isha and the Isha. Let's see Rashi ready now. V'Lo Oisei Ain Isha Niskele Seruma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lach Oisei Lav V'Miyut to Isha Osa. Elul iruil on the niskal arm, the liyosin afkulan belike susay. Let's put this up on the board, just like the first thing in the Gemara. We'll label the segments of the Gemara. Where's the first segment of the Gemara? That is machlekes and drashas. Kind of Kamei learns oisai, by oisa. Rabbi Yehuda learns Aisai like Susai. And not to be mechalik from Isha and Isha. And then later Rashi later says that so, and therefore I say that Hishva Kosu Isha Isha called Mr. Shibatar. Once the Torah is not mechalik, then we have to assume that whatever it was, even though it said Losin Zohar, but if it's not coming as a meal, then we assume Hishva Kosu Isha Isha. That even though it says Losin Isha. But if it's not serving as a meat, because the meat is used up to tell me the name of Isaac like Susai, it's not a meat of Isaac like Isaac. So the default is that Isaac includes Zohar and the Kevi Ishva Kosu. That's Rashi, Ishva Kosu. So Tosis has the Kasha. I think we already talked about that. Tosis says, L'chai Rav Yehuda is right. I tap and need the pasuk for Oisai v'loy Ksusai. So how did the Chachamim dash an oisiv lo yisar? That's the point. The pasuk is actually used up for the etzim din of oisiv lo yisusar. So how's there? How did Chacham get things out of the pasuk? Oisiv lo yisusar plus oisiv lo yisar, which is really Rabbi Yehuda's title. That's what Rashi says in Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's argument. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Oisai lab limu to Isha also. You can't be mamayit an Isha over here. Because I need it, Loiruye, that the dinner is Niskal Aram, the Etzim dinner is Niskal Aram, which I learned from Oisai Belay Susai. So it's not available to tell me the name of Oisai Belay Susai. So where the Chacham dash in Oisai Belay Susai? So what does Tosis say? How does Tosis learn?
Really
we didn't see it, you can see it now. What?
It's not really Miyad.
It's what?
It's not really a Miyad.
Not really a Miyad. Tosis, when Chacham says Oisai Belay Susai, they don't mean a Miyad. They mean. Is a svara. What's the svara? That's the Gemara. That's the Tam Shabbat Gemara. Mishum Bezayin and Mishum Yehura. But it's not the Gemara. The Chacham never meant to say that it's a miyut. Does Rashi agree with that? I want to work with Sugi right now. I'm wearing Rashi. We'll come back there. So does Rashi agree with that? Saying that, how do you know?
Because he says that it's a full drasha. Because in the Rashi, Leirura.
Right. The Rashi. The next Rashi, Leirura, which we're not up to yet. But Rashi says, "Nehid le'rabbanu le'atzricha kol la'hashita never lo'anon k'teisha tomus maya." The next step in the Gemara, I don't want to. We'll talk about that in a few seconds. But the next step in the Gemara is going to say, "You see, le'rabbanu at chayish v'hiru." So Rashi was going to be bothered by the question, "What do you mean, le'rabbanu at chayish v'hiru?" Who says maybe they are chayish for? Who says it has anything to do with hiru? It's oisiv lo'isav. It's exactly that kosa. So the Gemara is going to say, "You see, from the rabbanu, the fact the rabbanu say that which cycle are addressed." It's a right that the Rabbanan are Chayshish Vahir. And Rashi is going to be bothered by the question. Maybe the reason why the Rabbanan say we're cycle addressed is because there's a Miyat of Oisav Laisa. So Rashi is a Teretz. Even though there's a Miyat of Oisav Laisa, the Torah wasn't Matrich to be cycle Aruma, but we should do it on our own in order to Kadesh Thomas Marat. She should have a Misa Yofa. Talk upon him, it's Mephurish and Rashi. Quite the Tosis, the Kasha doesn't start. There is no Din of Oisav Laisa. There is no Drush of Oisav Laisa. So the Torah said you have to be cycle Aram. And the Torah is not mechalik to men and women. So where did the Rabbanim come up being mechalik? It must be because they were chayshish for hero. So according to Tosis, the Gemara is good. But Rashi, Rashi read the Gemara, no, that's a real miyut. So according to Rashi, it's clear that oisiv lo yisah is a miyut. So according to Rashi, of course, Tosis's kash is very glaring. How can the pasuk of oisiv lo yisah tell me two things? Oisai lo yisah and the din of oisiv lo yisah. So the Rashi, maybe I'll listen to some of the questions. First question is, which is on this part of the Gemara, which is according to the Rabbanon, how are we remind two things? Which is Kushis, which is Tosis' question. So what might we say? I mean, we're getting.
The issue of if you learn something up from a word, the problem that once the word is very darshan, so the mehecha teisa, then you know the drasha. That's one approach you can have. We could say a word can have many connotations, and if the word's connotation is already used up, mehecha teisa, it's connoting something else. But for each word, even if it's a single word, if it has numerous connotations, each connotation could connote something else. So conceptually, the drashas of osavlo, ksuso, and osavlo, osar are distinct in that they refer to different parts of the word.
Okay. So I think the way I would right. So the way if I was translating that into rabbinic terminology, I would say that according to Rashi, it's not a miut. It's a mashmos. It's a mashmos. Also means him. So I don't need it. Doesn't have to be. It's not a yitur. It's not we're asking some kind of yitur. The mashmos of also is also below also. That's a possibility. I was toying with the idea, I think it's not right, but I want you to tell me why it's not right. I was toying with the idea that maybe according to that Rashi learns that according to that Akama, I don't need a pasuk for Yisav Leksusa. It's a svara because of Misa Yofa. Later on, Mehem Shachmar, we're going to see that it's svara to say that we should be cycle Amorim, because Borla Misa Yofa. We have to Recha Kamecha. Mehem is even maybe something we're going to have to think about later. Why do we need a pasuk for Yisav Leksusa? Typically, from Rehap to Recha Kamecha, Borla Misa Yofa. The Misa Yofa is Leksusa, at least by a man. We'll have to see. We'll have to wait when we get to the end of the Gemara. But Akoponim, If you say that by that it's a misa, that the misa yof is orum, so why do you need a meal? So I was entertaining maybe that's good for the machlekes. Now who the holds that I need a pasuk to my oisav leksusoi because he holds in svar I wouldn't know it. So mimela I used the pasuk used up oisav leksusoi. The chacham never said oisav leksusoi. Chacham said oisav leksusoi like oisav leksusoi. You know, maybe the chacham holds for the din of oisav leksusoi that I don't. That's why I have to reichel kamoichel. Doesn't need a pasuk. The mail the pasuk is available to tell me oisav leksusoi. I had such a machshava. I thought maybe I get some leverage out of it. But I think it's not right. I think it's not right in the Mashmos and Rashi, it's not right. Because, you tell me. Yeah.
Maybe because the Maskana of the Gemara says it's the opposite as far as.
Oh, at least at this stage, no. There are one in the end by a Isha say Bezion. I don't know by a man if that's also true. That's probably the passage of the Gemara, at least according to Tosis, that the Bezion is only by a woman, not by a man. The man would prefer to be Niskal Orem. Tosis learns. I mean, we could speak of that now. Tosis learns there's no miyut oisav leisah. There is no miyut oisav leisah. So how come the chacham are mechalek? So the word at the end says because chacham hold bizyon the other. She would rather be niskal not aruma. So why do you say the same thing by a man? There's no miyut over here. So why do you say the same thing by a man? Obviously, Tosis is going to have to learn that the bizyon is only by a woman, not by a man. The man doesn't feel like such a bizyon. He would rather be niskal arum. Because she almost married. I think it's not Mashman Rashi. Yeah.
Rashi's bringing this concept of Kaddish Kamas Maher well before the Gemara even gets onto the after Echa Kamocha. Doesn't sound like that's where he's laying it out, though. Sounds like it's a din that is a given in the Gemara before we get to the Machlokas or after Echa Kamocha.
Okay, maybe, although that's the kind of solution that's going to create a lot of new problems. Like I said, that I mentioned the other day, every solution creates new problems. That's a solution that's going to create a lot of new problems. That there's a Kadesh Yom is Mar that's not tied into the after Echa Kamocha.
Of course, not the Kamocha. He says Lot Vazeh. It doesn't say anything about Kadesh Yom is Mar. And it's also well before the Gemara.
Where are you?
Rashi and the Ramas Leher Hura at the end says that we would have known it anyways. Why? Right? Navilah not Kadesh Yom is Mar. And then later on, when the Gemara quotes the pasuk of the after the Echa Kamocha, right? That's a bit more of a Misa Yalfa. That's when Rashi does Lot Vazeh. I mean, it doesn't sound to me like Rashi's the same concept there.
No, that's the other way around.
Yeah, it means two things. So.
But Tavazo is his leaf addressed. Kadesh Yom is Mara is to be mafshit. But they're both Misa Yofet, just which one is the other Flinish? I think what you're suggesting is going to give too many problems at the end of the Sugya to want to get into that, to want to deploy that. That's like that's going to be too, that's rather avoid saying that. But I think it's a mashmos and Rashi pashtus the Mishnah. Rashi the Mishnah calls it a pasuk. If according to the Chacham, there is no mir devoisiv leksusoi. Only Rabbi Yehuda has a mir devoisiv leksusoi. Rashi in the Mishnah is going on. He's not going on anybody. He's going on the start, the beginning of the Mishnah. Hayrocha is skill arba hamash mashitim lo yes begodot. And Rashi says, get on, devoisiv leksusoi. Only Rabbi Yehuda has Oisav Leksusoi. According to Rabbi, to the Rabban, you don't need Oisav Leksusoi.
No, you need it for a man.
What?
Why don't you need it for a man? According
to the Chacham. I'm saying I wanted to suggest this word that you don't need a pasuk of Oisav Leksusoi, but you don't need Oisav Leksusoi because it's a svara brolim misayofa. Kesh Yom is
Ma'ar. Still says it within the Rabban.
What?
The Tatos of Oisav Leksusoi still says that.
No, I'm not going to Tosin. I'm going to Rashi. I want to answer Tosin Kash and Rashi. Tosin asked and Rashi, how did Rabban learn two things from the two? Rabbanu learned two things from the pasuk. Tosfos tells not true. Tosfos tells there is no midah oisav leksusoi. There's one midah oisav leksusoi according to everybody, and then there's a machalikus in svara whether we apply it to Nisha. But Rashi learns the Gemara. That's clear. Rashi learns the Gemara. There's a machalikus in the drasha that Rabbi Yehuda does not have a drasha of oisav leksusoi because he's used it up for oisav leksusoi, and the Rabbanu have a drasha of oisav leksusoi. So if Rabbanu have a drasha of oisav leksusoi, then you have back with his kasha. So it comes out Rabbanu have two drashas, oisav leksusoi and oisav leksusoi. Yeah, so I wanted to get out of that by saying, I was toying with this idea that I thought maybe I get like I'm looking for something. It didn't. I don't think it's true though. But I wanted to say maybe because it never says in the Gemara that Rabban dash an oisav leksusoi. They dash an oisav leksusoi v'lo yisav leksusoi. But they never, it doesn't say in the Gemara that they have a special drosh of ois blixus. So I thought maybe you could say, Chum don't have the drosh of ois blixus, so they don't need it. They hold it, that's as far. So number one, it's against, I don't think it's, I don't, it's against Rashi in the Mishnah. I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's wrong. But it's against Rashi in the Mishnah. And also, even the Rashi over here, Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Rabbi Yehuda is responding to the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yehuda says to the Rabbanon, Oisoi, lav lemusa isha osa, el la yiruyalon. After that, Rashi not so, so strong. But, one second. What Rashi says, Nehid el Rabbanon le atzricha kro lav shita. You know what? Never mind. It's enough. The Rashi in the Mishnah. I don't. Little to do from here. I don't know. Maybe Sagesh. The Rashi in the Mishnah, I think, is pretty much a red flag that this is not a good shot. So I think we'll have to say more along the other lines that according to Rashi, Oisai v'lo Oisah is a mashmos. So I'm gonna. I don't know how to write that. This is a suggestion. I'm putting it in some kind of bracket. That it's just a suggestion. Maybe it's Oisai v'lo Oisah. It's just from the mashmi, from the mashmoy zakos. It's not a meat. Rabbi Huda holds that it would require a meat, and he doesn't think there's a meat over here. Maybe. Let's see. Let's see. Maybe we can do something with that. Let's go on to the Gemara. It sounds like Gemara treats it as a meal. Certainly in Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says in Rabbi Yehuda, "Oy say lav lemiyut to isha also elai real on the nisko aram to me oy say nachlam
but
he's
saying once you come to teach, he's saying, what's he doing with the vav?
He's saying the vav treated as genuine form, the emphasis on the s.
You're
saying even Rabbi
Yehuda
is only
a mashmos? Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. What about Rashi on Mem Gimel, where it comes up flat?
The Gemara, talks about what?
The Gemara, where it comes up flat. The Gemara brought it up there as well.
Yeah.
He quoted it Stam and said, Osoblo Zusa, without a Tana's name, because it's just the Brisa.
Mm-hmm.
So, over there, so Rashi's like dealing with it a little bit. He says, Mama Gavi Gavi Tzavak, the Rugu Oso, the Shmami Nablo Zusa. So from that Oso, you learn Oksusa. And then he, what Rashi's doing here is he's speaking out why it mentioned in our Gemara, even though it's not for the point of our Gemara. It's not for the second time that the word said Oso. Right? So that's what Rashi's really busy with. But as he's doing that, he also mentions that the first Oso, like the time that it actually says it by Rugu Oso, by the sea boy, you see that you actually learn it from Oso. And this Gemara just stopped. Like, it doesn't say we can have Rudo or the Taikam. It seems like Rashi thinks what the first
Rashi didn't tell why he said Oso twice.
Right, so the second one he's dealing with. But
so
the first
he says,
one,
well, it says it said it says that Agav. Yeah, attack the sound of Rashi that it's a Yitro here. It needs to be explained why it says Oso. So I said, well, it's Agav, it said some other halacha. So like, Kol Pasha Shana Lev HaKosov, it was Mishum Dovish in his Chadash Bo, and so I could repeat other things too, since it had other, since there's something new here, we could repeat the other elements. It sounds like there's so much more. Okay, I don't know. Let's go on. There's going to be worse problems, so let's go on. So the Gemara says, "Lememra the Rabbanon chayish liyehura, Rabbi Yehuda le chayish liyehura." So the Gemara makes it says that apparently, what's the machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda? Whether we should be chayish liyehura? Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish liyehura. And there are bonos chayishis v'yehura. It's not Rashi. Rashi is bothered by a kasha. V'yehura. Shem yitnu by name v'yavoyu v'dei hiur. The lavai. Now Rashi bothered by a kasha. The lavai taima. Nihid le rabbanu le atzricha kol lehavshito. Neved be'anon k'deisha tomus mar. What's bothering Rashi? We spoke about it a second ago. What's bothering Rashi here? Rashi was bothered. Where do you see in the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon are chayishish behir? Maybe the reason why the Rabbanon saying that we're, that Aisha, that Aisha not niskeles haruma, has nothing to do with here. and he should not niskel as a ruma, because the Torah said, so where do you see anything about? Where do you see here anything about hero? Maybe the rabbanon hold, the rabbanon don't care about hero either. But the point the Torah says, so Rashi addresses that. And he says, the meat of just means that if Torah wasn't matrich, we should be matriter. By an ish, there's a din that we have to be matriter. The Torah is mechayev. Part of the tachsisa yaskilo, the Torah is mechayev, we have to be matriter. By ish, the Torah wasn't matrich as part of the skilo that we should be matriter. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it anyway. Never by none. After all, Kadesha Thomas Meyer. Wouldn't it be better for her that we should be mashed in the Thomas Mar? The Gemara says later on, the Misa Yafed, at this point the Gemara assumes that what's better for her, later on the Gemara is going to say that it's debatable. But Akabonim, right now, the way Rashi learns, the Gemara is assuming that it will be for her benefit to be mashed in the Thomas Mar. And so let's do it on our own. LMI, the answer is that on our own we don't want to do it because Mishum Hirhura. So you see, there are Bonin Achashish for here. Fine, so this is the stage in the work. The Memra, the Bonin Lechaishi, Lechaishi rather. And Rabbi Huda is Lechaish. And then Rashi explains. The deal is, let's be mashiter on our own, even though the Torah wasn't mechayev. And the answer is, that's the most inference, apparently there are bonin lechayish for here. So what could we ask? Comes out that there's a new reason to be mashiter someone by the skill. Besides the exeris hakosuf, there's one reason to be mashiter someone, isha. That's the pasuk, isha. Well, like Susa, but Rashi Mechadish, that even when that doesn't apply, the Torah wasn't Matzah Kevshit. But, or Hashotah, I don't know what's grammatically correct. The Torah wasn't Matzah, I guess Hashotah. But we should do it on our own, because Berlin is the offer, because of Shikadesh Yom is my. So we're upon the whole that by a man, this is an Oisib like Susa, Chorah comes out like this, by a man, the Gemara is Kashra, at least this states in the Gemara, by a man, how many reasons are there to be Matzah in? First of all, it's a possible. Torah is matrich to be mashed. Oisiv leksusa. Secondly, there's another reason why we should be mashed. What's that? Kadesh yom is ma. By a woman, there's neither a possible, because oisiv leksusa, and me'atzmeinu we're not going to do it. As Berlin misli offer why? Because we're chayish for pure. So, first of all, I don't understand. By a man, if it's a svara that we should be mashed to him, I'll sprawl him, so why do we need a pasuk like this? So by the way, I'm not headed anywhere. I don't know if I get some rabbits fall out of my hat at the end of the sugga. I have a lot of problems here in the sugga. I just want to put them up and then we'll see if we can do anything.
Yeah. Maybe you need also for the woman, because you need also and her to the woman to say that we're not matched. Maybe the drush of also will also.
Meaning, maybe I really don't need a pasuk for Isai Velixus, because I know it anyway in Svar. So, because Berlin is the author. Sort of like I said before, that abortive shot. Meila, the pasuk is miyuter. Now to tell me, Isai v'loi, Isa. By her, there is heat. By the man, is he have to be mashed anyway? It's probably misiyoter. That is telling me, but we don't. By her, you don't have to be mashed. Why don't you have to be mashed her? Torah is not mechayev it. Like Torah, actually, Torah is megala the din of the svar of here. That could be.
That's not mashed Rashi.
Not mash
ben
rash.
Both. Why can't you say both? You need her and also. Meaning, if we just had one, we would say Thomas Meyer Trump.
There's a few problems. Let's talk this through. It's really very close to what we were saying before. That maybe according to the pshas like this, according to was the question is, why do I need a pasuk of Oisiv Leksusoi? Anyway, it's a svara of Kleshi Yomis Mayim. So you're suggesting, in Echanan, I don't need it for the man. I need to be Mayim, the woman. Very close to what we said before. I don't need it. And that was sort of Salpish's problem. The pasuk, I need a pasuk for the man. How is it needed to be Mayim, the woman? No, for the man will say, it's a svara, blow it, burly, me see off. And now it's available to be Mayim, the woman. And that's what the Gemara is saying. So now what's the Torah telling me? By a man, this is svar you have to be mashter. And that doesn't even the pasuk. For let me see often. Comes on the Torah and says, Exerza Kosov, don't be mashed her. Don't be mashed her. Why would Torah?
Because I would have thought how was mine.
Right, so it's Megala, don't be mashed her Kadesha Thomas Meyer. Because Torah doesn't want you to, maybe because Torah hates women, or more likely because of Yehura. Yeah, because of Yehura, some of that's perhaps the name of Yehura. Problem, it's not Mashman Rashi. Because the Mashmaisa Rashi is the Torah wasn't Matzrichit, but never by none. Kilu, the Torah was only mashed here. It sounds like Rashi saying the Torah was only mashed by a man and not by a woman. But let's do it on our own. Like that's a different thing. Let's do it on our own. According to what you're saying, that's not what Rashi should say. Rashi should say, you see, there are banat chayshish behirur because that's what the Torah is telling me. The Torah is telling me. I mean, you see, there are banat chayshish behirur because why did the Torah say I used to go saw? Obviously, because the Torah wanted to be megala to me that were chayshish behirur, and that's not the way Rashi says it. Mashman Rashi, there's two layers, there's two levels. There's a level of what the Torah demands, the hefshet that the Torah demands, and that's Oisiv Lo Yisa. The Torah doesn't demand to be mashed. The Torah requires hefshet by a man. It doesn't require hefshet by a woman. But the question is, but never by anon kadei shiyom is maher, shetom is maher, that must be nishum yiruru. So Sakasha, why do I need... Why do I need a pasuk? By the way, I think it's miduyik in this Rashi, at least at this stage in the Gemara, that the reason why the Torah was matzrich hefshet by a man was not kedei shiyom esmaher. If the reason why the Torah was matzrich hefshet by a man was kedei shiyom esmaher, it doesn't make sense for Rashi to say nehi that the Torah wasn't matzrich. The Torah was matzrich hefshet by a man kedei shiyom esmaher. The Torah was not matzrich that by a woman, Oisiv Lo Yisa, but nehi that the Torah wasn't matzrich hefshet by a woman, Kadesha Yomis Meir, Thomas Meir, but never by a non Kadesha Thomas Meir. That's very, it doesn't sound in Rashi like that. It sounds in Rashi, the Torah has one agenda, but we have another agenda. The Torah was matzrich hefshet by a man for some other reason, and that it wasn't matzrich by a woman, but never by a non Kadesha Thomas Meir. Mitzar Acher, never by a non Kadesha Thomas Meir. The answer is Mishum Yehur.
Maybe that
may
be.
If he's Michael,
I'd rather
it's a
design for me. I'd rather
have Michael. Maybe it's not for me. I think like this. So let's just finish this whole last thing. So let's say I think it isn't doing this Rashi. That the way the Gemara is at this stage, things may change later, but at this stage in the Gemara, the din hefshet by a man is not kadesh yom esmar. It's not kadesh yom esmar. It's not from behalf of the Rebbe Kamei. It's a different din hefshet, which the Torah only was machayev by a man and not by a woman. Now the question is, okay, so that din, the Torah, that din, we'll call it X. The Torah said a man, you have to be mashed him because of X. I mean, it's exactly kosev, but the exactly kosev doesn't belong to brolem yisayofet. It belongs to something else. The Torah said, be mashed a man when you cycle. And that's by a man and not by a woman. But never by none, let's do the Torah anyway. Mitzad achet, mitzad kesh, thomas ma'ar. Must be because that's our way by a hero. So what might be this? How do we suggest a chosav? But what would be the gedra hadavar that this din that man you have to be mashed him if it's not mishum yehura? The Torah said be mashed him, and it's not mishum brolem yisiyofer. It's not kadesh yom esmar. So the pasuk's being mashed hefshet by men for another reason. What might that other reason be?
To be mavazim.
I think at this stage the pshat in the Gemara is. The Torah said that by a man when you circle him, you have to be mashed him to be mevazim. It's part of the punishment. And that the Torah didn't say it by a woman. By a woman, they don't have that element of being mevazim. But But the Gemara asks, but Rashi says, but nonetheless, so we don't have to be mafshuter to be mavazer, but maybe we should do it anyway because it's good for her, because Kadesha Thomas Mar. I think that's Kakam in Rashi. I mean, nothing's mukhuch over here, but I think that's the yashrus here in Rashi. I think it's also meduyah. Rashi says when he's talking about Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says that by Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Torah said there's hefshet by a man. The Torah is not meant to women, a woman according to Rabbi Yehuda. So hishra hakosuv ish leish lechol misa shabatara. Hishra hakosuv ish leish lechol misa shabatara was said in punishments. Wasn't said in atzolus. That's maybe something else, but the din of hishra hakosuv lechol ancient shabatara the most. From the fact that Rashi employs the language of hishra hakosuv ish leish lechol ancient shabatara to explain why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah said you have to be mashed to men, and the Torah was not mimayed women, so we assume that even though it's said in masculine grammar, the male embraces the female unless otherwise indicated. As Churchill said. I said that story once. Churchill was giving a speech, and he kept saying him, you know, he kept using masculine. So Lady Esther kept interrupting. Every time he said him, he said or her. You know, he was early... Every time he said him, Eliezer Esther said her. So in the end, he turns to her and he says, the grammarian's answer is that the male embraces the female unless otherwise indicated. So that's what here it says in Lashon Zohar, but it's not a miut. So Dr. Rashi, Hishra Kosov, Ish Leish L'chol Anshin Shabbatar. So you see, L'chol Misa Shabbatar. You see that it's Tomer Hefshek, not Tomer Einish, but Tomer Brole Misa Yofer. I think that's what made me do it. No, at this stage in the Gemara, the Hefshek is part of the Einish. And the Torah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, the Torah said part of the Einish by a man is you have to be mabazin by being mashed. Ishra kosu, ishli isha, so that's part of the Einish of the woman as well, point to Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's no miut. And Rabbanon say, no, there's a miut. That Einish goes to a man, a woman doesn't have that Einish. But Rashi says, but still, never by none. We should do it on our own to her, not to punish her, but Kadesha Thomas Mar. I think that's talk of the Yashus here in Rashi. It comes out a little bit of a strange thing. It comes out that the men were mashed him as an oynish. But the Gemara thinks that it's actually that by the woman, which doesn't have an oynish, we should do it to her anyway, they should Thomas Meyer. So it's a very mother thing. To the men, we mashed him which, as an oynish. But being mashed at somebody is actually good for them because they'll be they should Thomas Meyer. Like, isn't that a strange thing? We're going to give somebody a punishment that's actually something that he's happy about. Yeah, but the punishment is inside the bizoyin. The kapara is inside the bizoyin. He's happy to have a bizoyin because at the end of the day he has a knife of the gufa. He's yom samar. But nonetheless, it's still a bizoyin, and the bizoyin is part of. I have to say something like that.
We have to say that it's an onus for. I guess when you say it's just like from you, just like you propose that do it for the woman because.
Because it's a mashma Rashi that the Torah said, again, we'll call it, you know, the Torah said you have to be mashed him because of X. We don't know what that is. We don't know exactly what the gedder is, but there's some, we don't know if it's a Einish, if it's a Hatsolo, but you should be mashed him. And in that, the Torah said that does not apply to women. Oysev lo yisah. The Lashon Rashi is, granted the Torah said Oysev lo yisah, that X doesn't apply to women, the Torah says the cost of X doesn't apply to women, but we should do it to her anyway, Kadesha Thomas Meyer. The Mashmois in Rashi is that X is not Kadesha Thomas Meyer. Otherwise, Rashi should have said, the Torah itself says we're only Choshish that a man should be Yomas Meyer, and we're not Choshish that a woman should be Thomas Meyer, Mishum Hirur. That's not the Mashmois in Rashi. The Mashmois in Rashi is, no, there's Xerz HaKosov, and that's Oysev lo yisah, and that's not because of Kadesha Yomas Meyer. But never by none. We should do it on our own. Kadesha Thomas Ma. So it's mashma that the Jesse Kosta is not Kadesha Yomas Ma. Yeah, it still shows what we said before. At the end of the day, why don't we do Jesse Kosta that we're putting mashma the man? Let's say for as a bizoyan, as an einish, typically that we're going to be mashma to him anyway. Kadesha Yomas Ma. So you suggest maybe it's not. You know, what if he said I'm oichel under Yomas Ma? So we do it to him anyway because it's Jesse Kosta, but we have to be mevazim.
The Yad Rama brings down that the reason we do the we're mafshed him within 4 amos versus the vidu we do with by 10 amos is because the by Dalai Amos as part of the Tzuras HaSkila is to be mashed him, there needs to be within the Dalai Amos of the Bais HaSkila. So if it's just a star,
so that would be Tzuras HaSkila. That would be only because
it's Tzuras HaSkila makes it part of the Tzuras HaSkila.
So Dalai Amos, that's because it's a Tzuras HaSkila part of the Skila. It would only be Kedesh Yomis Meir, wouldn't have to be within the Dalai Amos. What else could be? Let me just take a second. I don't know. This is going to be the problem. Will be more glaring if this is going to remain the maskana. You know, if this is not going to remain the maskana, this whole scheme of things, which I don't know yet. I don't know what's exactly going to be around the way. But you know, if the maskana is the Gemara, it comes out the Gemara is going to change its havana, then maybe we won't have to worry about this question so much. The Gemara could have asked that also, but this is the way the Gemara understood it right now. I don't know. We'll have to see the maskana. But let's put up. So what do we have so far? So first of all, we have that the mashmoyis of Rashi. Choice of Rashi is that the Xeris HaKosuv is Kedei Levazoiser. And of that, we have a Miut. Then it's not the Isha. But the Gemara asked, But Nevidla Anon Beisha Tammuz. That the answer, nor answers that Rabbanon are Chayish Lirigura. Okay, so that we extracted a lot from Rashi. What about Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayish Lirigura. He was not Chayesh Lirigura. Because Rabbi Yehuda says to be Mashiter, he's not Chayesh Lirigura. Two questions. First of all, how do you know? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is Chayesh Lirigura. But here is exactly a Kosov of Oisoi, and Oisoi Blix Osoi, and Isha Kosov, Isha Lishalach Alain Shibatara. So maybe we should be Chayesh Lirigura, but here the Torah said that you have to be Mashiter. Like, but that's question number one. That's such a terrible question, but it needs to be spoken out. Well, how does he want to know that Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayesh Lirigura? La'olam Rabbi Yehuda is Chayesh Lirigura. And all things being equal, Rabbi Yehuda will be very Chayesh Lirigura. But the Torah said, Oysev Leksusoy, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a meal to Oysev Leksusoy. So Me'elit is exactly a Kosov, Oysev Leksusoy, you have to be Mashatim. It's part of the Oymish. And Ishra Kosov, Ishli Ishla Chol Misa Shiva Torah, like Rashi said, says in Rabbi Yehuda. So this is exactly a Kosov, that you have to be Mashatim. So, Hehura, Hehura, but the Torah said you have to be Mashiter. What are you going to do? So, yeah.
It's true that I said Mashmos of Isai is after him.
Yeah.
And if Yehuda's only time is that he's Rakosuk, so maybe on Derech HaTaisus, once you have a Sfarach, Mechalik between. Ishvi Isha, so I know. Let's say Isha Kosov and Ishvi Isha.
Yeah, because hell, that's since it's only Ishva Kosov, not like Torah said the Torah should be mashed with me. So it's an assumption. No, the Gemara's answer, Pashtus, Ishva Kosov Ishvi Isha. But if there's a svar to say not, so then maybe Rabbi Yehuda should agree, or maybe another possibility. That it was pushed to the Gemara that if Yehuru will be an issue, then the Torah would also take that into consideration. And if the Torah is not Chayshish for Yehuru, so that's a limud that not to be Chayshish for Yehuru. Like we assume that what's in that Torah is if there's an issue of Yehuru, then the Torah wouldn't be mechayiv. If the Torah is mechayiv, then it must be there's no issue of Yehuru. Or maybe another possibility that if there would be an issue of Yehuru, then Rabbi Yehuda would say that we should be oikir the mitzvah. Of Hetshet. After all, by Saita, there's also a mitzvah of Paras Rashisha, the Kores Gola, and as Bigdol. And yet Rabbi Yehuda says that the Hayolib Noah, so we're Mavater on the mitzvah. So but it's a mitzvah in Torah. So obviously, but we're Bemokim with Zech Shashihura, who's Levi Noah. So Chazal said that we'll have to forgo the mitzvah. So you see, as far as where we should be chayshli or hura, then we'll have to be oiked the mitzvah. So over here also, yeah, the Torah said it, oiked like susi, but by a woman, this is the issue of here, so chacham should be oiked. Apparently, chacham didn't think that it's a concern. So there's several possibilities. But I want to ask a different question. If in fact, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda is not choshish for Yehura. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda is not choshish for Yehura, and Rashi said before that if not for Yehura, even if the Torah doesn't require Hashish by Nisho, we should require it because they should Thomas Meyer. So then, how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda has a drasha oisoi? That how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash an oisiv loisa? Only Rabbanan dash an oisiv loisa. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to oisiv loisa. That the Torah is not mechayev hefshet by a woman, but Rabbi Yehuda holds we're mashed there anyway. Kidei she Thomas Meyer, and he's not precious to you. The same way Rashi said in the Rabbanan. But if it's not, how do you know Rabbanan are chayish liyahur? Because if they're not chayish liyahur, even the person oisav lo yisav, that just means that the punishment of hefshet was by men and not by women. But the kidei she Thomas Meyer, the liyafler hakamoicha of hefshet, that should be by women too. Must be Rabbanan don't want to do that because they're chayish liyahur. But now we're saying Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish liyahur. So if Yehuda is not chayish liyahur, so then we should be mashed the woman kidei she Thomas Meyer. So then, how does it? Why did the Gemara initially say that Rabbi Yehuda the time of Rabbi Yehuda is because he dashed. Because he didn't dash an oisiv loisa, Rabbanan dash an oisiv loisa. Rabbi Yehuda didn't dash an oisiv loisa. Rashi explained because it's used up for oisiv loisa. Maybe Lomim's not true. Rabbi Yehuda also dash an oisiv loisa. Oisiv loisa means that you don't have the chiyuv pepshit by a woman, but nonetheless, we're mashed to anyway. Kedusha Thomas Meyer. Okay, I don't know if this is a terrible question, but again, I want to speak all the issues.
It might be that. Even though it's true that you're mashi bindo, die quicker.
Yeah.
If I didn't have a posuk, I'd never think to embarrass him in that fashion. Such a desire that I.
No, I thought there is a drosha oisib like susa. Rabbanan also be oisib like susa. But it's mashed when the bryce of the Rabbanan that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash an oisib like susa. Maybe Yehuda also dashes oisib like susa. Maybe everybody agrees that the drosha is oisib like susa and oisib like susa. The way the Rabbanan hold. How do we milk the drosha for two things? But the Rabbanan did it. Well, that was Tosis Gashra. But somehow the Rabbanan did it. So who told the Gemara before initially that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on that? The one in the Chachila set it up that if the machlokes is the Yidash and Oisiv Lo Yisah. I'm saying there's a tension between right away, just a few lines of the Gemara, between the beginning of the Gemara and this part of the Gemara. In this part of the Gemara it says that even if you dash an Oisiv Lo Yisah and there's no din as a punishment of skila that you should be mashed with her, there's still a need that we should be mashed with her anyway because they should come as Maher. And the Rabbanan say, but we don't do it because we're Chayshish Liyahur. So maybe that's the whole Machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says we should do it, but they hear Rabbi Yehuda is not Chayshish Liyahur, and therefore we are Mashiach Kadesh Thomas Mahar. So who says it's a Machlokes? It's a tension here between the two parts of the Gemara. The first part of the Gemara initially said the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is in the Widash and Oisiv Laisa. And the very next line of the Gemara is the Memra that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are arguing in Svara whether we're Chayshish Liyahur. And we see Rashi himself is sensitive for that, because Rashi asks, what do you mean? Rabbanan dashin loisiv loy, it's a gzeresa kosuv. Who says the Rabbanan are chayish liyahur? Maybe they just dashin loisiv loyisa. So Rashi explains, but there's another level. Besides the loisiv loyisa, the punishment of Hershit, there's also nidun, the hakler hakamaych of Hershit, they should Thomas Meyer. And at that level, the Rabbanan still say we're not mafshiter, because they're chayish liyahur. Okay, so now I'm asking, if that's the case, so maybe the whole machlokes of the Rabbanan only revolves around that. Isn't there a tension? It's like a steer between the beginning of the Gemara and the two sections of the Gemara. First, the Gemara assumes that the Machlokes is, it's not a Braisa. This thing about Oisiv Loisa, not a Braisa. The Gemara just said, my time of, like my Tamayad Rabbanan and my time of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, well, they're arguing about the Pasuk, Oisiv Loisa. Rabbanan dash an Oisiv Loisa, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash an Oisiv Loisa. And the next line of the Gemara is, the Memra, you know, the next line of the Gemara, Kilo, where Rashi reads the next line of the Gemara is, okay, forget the Pasuk, but isn't there a din of Kadesh Thomas, isn't there an idea of Kadesh Thomas in my hair? Apparently, the Rabbanan not chayshish liyahura, and Rabbi Yehuda is. Well, if Rabbi Yehuda is chayshish, we shall have a round. Apparently, the Rabbanan are chayshish liyahura, and Rabbi Yehuda is not chayshish liyahura. So I'm asking. So, If Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish lihura, so who said there's any machlekes that oisiv loyisiv on? Maybe the whole machlekes is only about this kedusha tumas mah. That's my question. Minolam, Rabbi Yehuda, Lay Darash, Aisav Laysa. Shema, I'm a Yehuda. I don't know if you see the question right away, but it is a very glaring question in the Gemara. The stomach you have to answer. That at the end of the day, if in actual fact we're mashit and isha, kadesh Thomas Meyer, that it doesn't make sense that it should be a drush oisav leisa. Like lemayinach gemina, the Torah said oisav leisa. There's only been heshed in him and not in her. At the end of the day, we're going to be mashit her anyway. Kadesh Thomas Meyer. It makes sense the Torah say oisav leisa if at the end of the day we're mashit her anyway. What? Right. So that's the problem. We're going to say there's nafkaminas. So then it does make sense. Maybe the Torah said Oisav Leisah that she doesn't have a punishment of Hefshet. Nafkimin Gabi Galaramis, Nafkimin Gabi Mechila. But still, we're Mashmit her anyway, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kadeshah Thomas Meir. Maybe it's not Mashmit Rabbi Yehuda that way. Rabbi Yehuda's Mashmit that we're Mashmit her with the same way we're Mashmit him, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mashmit and Rabbi Yehuda that we're Mashmit her with the whole Koyach. The whole din that we have by her, we have by him. Not just that she's not Michael, because she's Thomas and I, but the whole chiyuv. Yeah. With the dollar, I'm saying everything.
Maybe
this is right from some of those. You assume that most women, most people assume that some of those are going to be Michael. So maybe assume that most women are not going to get out of Thomas and I. Yeah, okay. I mean, at this point, we think that she would take over for her to be Thomas and I, so it gets like sticky, but. I will say all that. I want to point out the horror. You know, we could do it with different things, but I want to point out this horror. This horror, there's a tension in the Gemara, and maybe this is the answer that sits by me best is, look, you see in Rashi himself. Again, just to cover some same ground again. Rashi himself is sensitive to the fact that there's a certain problem between A and B. And that A was told in Exeris HaKosuv, and time of the Rabbanon because of Exeris HaKosuv, Oisiv Loisa. And then in B, the next stage in the world, the Memro, the next thing in the Gemara says that the time of the Rabbanon is because they're Chayesh Lirur. Is the time of the Rabbanon because of Apostle, or is the time of the Rabbanon because they're Chayesh Lirur? So Rashi himself is not some problem that we're making up in the Gemara. Rashi himself is awake to this problem. And Rashi's solution is that there's two things going on at the same time. There's two kinds of Heshet. There's the Heshet of Lizeris HaKosov. There's the Heshet of Lizeris HaKosov. And there's the Heshet of that we would do on our own, of never by none, Kadesh Thomas Meir. Which maybe we're translating as there's the Heshet as part of the punishment, as the Bizoyan, and then there's the Heshet of Grolim Yisiyofa, of Kadesh Thomas Meir. That says in Rashi. And that's how Rashi deals with the Rabbanan part of the Gemara. So yes, the Rabbanan Darshan Oisav Leisah, so that explains why they don't have the punishment of Heshet. Women don't have the punishment of Heshet. But why don't they have the Heshet of Kadesh Thomas Meir? The answer is because Rabbanan Chayesh Lirur. That's how Rashi deals with the tension between A and B vis-a-vis the Rabbanan. So the question I'm raising is, but now, once you're telling me that there's like these two different kinds of Heshet that are in play over here, so how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't talk. How does the Gemara know? You see, in A, the Gemara assumes Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev women in Heshed as a punishment also. He's mechayev women in the same Heshed as men, as part of the Oisav Leisusa. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold for Oisav Leisusa. And then in this line of the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is not chayesh lirhur. two problems. One problem, we might, I asked before, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is chayes to the world, but it's trumped by the punishment of Hefshet. I said, well, Chazal would have been accurate. Or whatever, some other mouth. Now I'm asking a different question, something more difficult, which is, how does the Gemara, if in fact Rabbi Yehuda is not chayes to the world, then how does the Gemara in step A know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Oisib L'Oiso and thinks that women have the punishment of Hefshet? Maybe women don't have the punishment of Hefshet, the same as the Rabbanon. Maybe the Rabbanon both agree that it's got the punishment of Hefshet. The whole Machlokes is about the other Hefshet, the Brolei Misayofet, of Kadesh Shiyom Esmar. So I think the simple answer is that it's not Mashman Rabbi Yehuda that way. The Mashmoyes of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is that the same din Hefshet they have by a man, you have by a woman. The same chi of Hefshet you have by a man, you have by a woman. It's not just that, it's not that by a man it's a pasuk, the hefshet of the Xeris HaKosuv, and by a woman we're pushing, we're mashed there anyway, Kadesh Shiyom Esmar. No, it's the same chi of hefshet by a man and by a woman. Maybe there's some nafkaminis in it, but the Mishnah's mashma that the Ish and the Ish are the same. So whatever nafkaminis that might be between these two kinds of hefshet, women are the same as men. So they have the din of hefshet of the Xeris HaKosuv. Okay, let's go on. What time is it? Just a few more minutes. Right, so the more yes, but it's Hashem Yirgu. The son of Kain, Oichas Bukadehem, Niku, Niku, Mu, Vinifum, Nifu, Hashem, Galas, Libu, Vesayser, Sire, Rabbi Yudayim, 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 So my answer is, Amar Rabba, Hosam Haimut Haim Hashem Hatesim based in Zakovi's Gorba Pichekuna. Hocha Mikdula. The Chitema Oslas Gubach Naisa, Amar Rabba, Gumiri, Ene Sorosho, the Mishaina, Elabi Mishaina Brayas. So the bottom line is the Gemara. Rabba, this is Rabba talking. So Rabba answers. There's no steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Olam is chayish lehura. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda is chayish lehura. Rak b'misha ein avrayas. So my site is chayish, but over here she's dead anyway, so he's not chayish. So that's a parents to Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rama. To which Rabbi asks, but what about the steer in the Rabbana? It's very strange, the Rabbi doesn't address that. Rabbi's a big point. You Matthias Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda, what about Rabbana and the Rabbana? That's the next thing right. Omer Rabba, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashi, Rabbanu, Rabbanu, like Kashi. It's also Stira. Rabbanu, not Chayesh Lehura. And yet in Saita, they're not Chayesh Lehura. Elo Omer Rabba. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, like Kashi, Yehuda, Kiddushonim. Your answer for Rabbi Yehuda is good. The Rabbanu, Rabbanu, Nami, like Kashi. Why? Because Omer Kalva, Noisu, Kalanoshu, Vaisu, Senek, Izi, Maschena. So what's his terrace? He says, Rabbanan are not chayesh li'ahura. Rashi says, like Rashi explains. That's true. That's why over there the coin is Megalas Libra, because Rabbanan are Chayesh Lehura. And therefore we want to be Megalas Libra because we're Noisik HaLanoshim. Masha'enkin over here, there's no reason to be Mashiter because. There's no reason to be mashiter because ain lechol yis because she's a, we already miyaser, we mekayim the yisur that the Torah was mekayim, we were cycler. There's no reason to do the remor. But let's do to her more. See, already here Numar. Numar is assuming that being mashter is epasia punishment. Leva batate. Maybe it's a chizik that we said before. It's part of the punishment. Leva batate. Even the Torah wasn't mechayivit. We're running out of time. I just want to chapra. So the Numar answers. Leva batate. Let's do more. So what's that? So before we put mishum yehur, but now we're saying Rabban don't care about yehur. So if Rabban don't care about yehur, so. That's how Rashi explains this piece of Gemara. The Rabbanan, the Gemara's answer is, Rabba's answer is, Rabbanan not chayes liyura. B'saita, we need benaisu. But b'skila, maspik, b'skila atzma. We don't need the Heshit too. That's overkill. Which again is a riot. Gemara is working that the Mashatur would be a Tesefis to the punishment of the Skila. We wouldn't have to do it, because Torah wasn't a Chayat. Aye, but let's have our own be Mevazaher. Anyway. So Gemara answers, Leva Batate. Says the Gemara, no, bro, let me see off. Forget. The agenda is, bro, let me see off. It actually is, and that's why we're not mashiter. Nothing to do with Yehura. Nothing to do with Yehura, but because of Brolei Misa Yoth, Shalei Levazoisa. It's like a whole new Misa Yoth, Shalei Levazoisa. Still going with Oisei V'Lo Yisah? Presumably, yeah, we still have Oisei V'Lo Yisah. Because if we didn't have Oisei V'Lo Yisah, then what do you mean never? Then we never attacked it. The Torah says we have to be Mevazer. What's the question? We never. What's the answer that Brolei Misa Yoth? The Torah said that you have to be. The Torah said that's part of the punishment that you have to be Mashit. So we still have to say Oisei V'Lo Yisah. Here, the Torah didn't say the punishment of being Mashit. LMI, we want to do it on our own. Never batarti, we should just do it on our own. Enemies of God, we should, you know, we should get. So he said, no, I forget, bro, let me see off. We have to rechel kamaecha. We don't have to do more than Torah is mechayev. Torah is mechayev, heshed by women. So in Mela, we don't want to do it. Because it's bro, let me see off. What about Kadesha Thomas Maher? So that's what I was going to explain. No, I can't. Shalei Levazoisa is more important to her. She would rather Shalei Levazoisa than to be Shetomas Mar. So the Misa Yofa is not Shetomas Mar. The Misa from Yofa, Faket, and Shalei Levazoisa. So besides everything else, we're now changing what's the Misa Yofa. Up to now, we thought the Misa Yofa is Shetomas Mar. Now it comes out the Misa Yofa is Faket. She shouldn't have these yoimis. And that makes actually a lot of sense. Before we thought the Rabbanan Achayish Yehura, because we thought that the Misa Yofa would be to be Mashiter. So why aren't we? Must be because we're Chayish Yehura. Now we're turning around and saying that we're not Chayish Yehura, the Rabbanan. So then why, Takama, aren't we Mashiter? It must be because the Misa Yofa changes. Now the Misa Yofa is not to be Mashiter. Because then we should be Mashiter. If the Misa Yofa will be Mashiter, then we should be Mashiter. Now the Misa, no, that's what reverses. This reverses. In B, in the Gemara de la Memra, we thought the Misa Yofa is to be Mashiter. Thomas Meyer. So why don't we do it? It must be the Rabbanan Achayish Le'ehura, but that's a steer from Saita. Now we're saying La'olam, the Saita mandates that Rabbanan are not Achayish Le'ehura. If Rabbanan are not Achayish Le'ehura, so then let's be Mashiter. They should talk, first of all, Stam, because we hate her, so that was the no. We don't say that. The after Echokaleka. But let's be Mashiter, Kadesha Thomas Meyer. Like we said before, the Torah said no, because now the Misa Yofa turns around. We've changed our mind about what's the Misa Yofa. Now we think And it has to be, because if Rabbanu are not chayish liyavur, so why aren't we mashter misa yofet shetomas mark? The answer is no. Now we think the misa yofet is the other way around. That's more odif to her. She shouldn't have to be zayin, even though she's going to be, you're not going to be talmos mark. Now the Gemara asks, just give me one more minute. Now the Gemara asks, Lame with Rav Nachman Tanoi. Last thing in the world, lame with Rav Nachman Tanoi. Meaning, let's say that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik and Rav Nachman. He's chaylik and Misa Yofet. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that we are mashiter. But that's a design for her. And Rabbi Yehuda, and so apparently Rabbi doesn't care about Misa Yofet. That's the most kasha. The main brother, you see Rabbi Yehuda, how come Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about Misa Yofet? The main brother, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to the whole concept of Yofet. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says the Imashiter. Because he doesn't believe in Misa Yofet. What's Shre? This is very Shre, this line. What? It's a kosuf. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Oysu Lo Yisar. Rabbi Yehuda holds Oysu Lo Yisar. So in Hishva Kosuf, Ishla Ishla Chalim Shishva Torah. So the Torah said that part of the punishment is to be mashed him and to be mashed her. What does that have to do with Misa Yofet? Broly Misa Yofet. Somebody's highest skila. Broly Misa Yofet. Give him chenek. The Torah said that you have to give him a skila. So maybe now that's the Einish. Misa Yofet means what the Torah is not Machayev. Just like we had before in the beginning of the Sugya, in the Lemeimer, where Rashi said that the Torah wasn't Matzrich to be Mashiter, but let's be Mashiter anyway, Kadesha Thomas Markil. If the Torah is Machayev to be Mashiter, there's nothing to talk about. But the Torah wasn't Machayev to be Mashiter. Well, let's forget that analogy. I need an analogy. I don't know, it's just confusing. But I'm just catching myself. What is it I want? Rabbi Yehuda holds Misa Yofet. But this exerts a cost of Oysim Alek Susoi. See, there are Bona on the whole Oysim Alek Susoi. There's no punishment of being Mashiter. So we're just being down to be Mashiter in Svar. Either because Nevad Batati, Xamta, to make her feel better. So no, after Chakamaycho. And what about Kadesh Thomas Mar? No, forget. The Bizyon is Adifalo. Okay, fine. So Rabbana, I understand. They hold Oysim Alek Susoi. There's no din to be Mashiter. And in Svar, Brolin Misa Yofet. What does Mark say? What does Lame Rabbi Yehuda? What's the Lame Rabbi Yehuda? The Chabela. Lo Eilam Rabbi Yehuda holds from Misa Yofet. But it's exerts a kosov of Lo Yisav. Of Oisav, like Susay rather. Oisav, which embraces Oisav, and like Susay. And that's not what the Gemara answers. The Gemara's answer is Rabbi Yehuda has a different Misa Yofet. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Neichel the roof of the floor, and therefore his Misa Yofet is definitely yes to be Mashiter. So it comes out bottom line in the Gemara, why are we Mashiter according to Rabbi Yehuda? Misa Yofet. What Misa Yofet? I thought it's because of Oisib like Susa. That's very sure in the Gemara. I don't know what to do. Unless it's a Chazar somehow in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara is being Chazar. Well, I learn Rabbi Yehuda also from Oisib like Susa. I don't have to say it. You also hold some Oisib Loisa, but we're Mashiter anyway because of Misa Yofet. Okay, that's I think that's the maybe that's the biggest problem there. Okay, I said that we wouldn't solve all the problems.
This final kasha, very familiar kasha.